Cliffcentral. The revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
Cliffcentral.com.
Me, I know I've come to look for it.
Flip it, flip it, bring it, bring it, run it.
Peace to another ghetto savage public announcement. GSBA, the swab said a baby.
All right, his name is Cole Black. The song is called Paid, and he's here with us in the studio live. What's good, brother?
All good. Shout out to everybody listening right now. It's your boy Black, so they're keeping it real for everybody. You know what it is.
Nice one, nice one. Listen, can we count his chains? Junior, can we count? I counted 20. And then I ran out of breath while I was still counting his chains.
That's what's up. Keeping
what's
it real.
Welcome.
Like that.
This is your first time here on Cliff Central?
Yeah, this is my first time.
Nice one. Where are you from?
I'm from Nigeria.
From Nigeria?
Yeah.
Are you based in Joburg? Are you just visiting?
No, I'm based in Joburg.
Oh, you're based in Joburg?
Yeah.
All right. Now, hip-hop. I'll tell you what. I speak to a lot of Nigerian artists who come into the country, and I talk to them. I've spoken to a couple of them who say to me they wish they could do hip-hop in the manner that you're doing it in Nigeria. But the sound, people seem to appreciate the same sound over and over again. Is this why you moved to South Africa?
Yeah, that's the reason I moved here, because I believed in innovation.
Yeah.
And I believe that South Africa's got the infrastructures to make this dream happen.
Yeah, yeah.
So, we're about that.
How long have you been rapping for?
I've been rapping for like 15 years now.
15 years?
Yeah.
Now, the song I just played, is it from an album or is it an EP? What is it?
No, it's from an album coming up. It's called My Kingdom Come.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And it's got amazing songs in it, you know, inspiring songs, you know.
When is the album going to be out?
We're looking at August.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want to tell us about some of the people you've been working with?
For now, we've worked with Diendo. Mm-hmm. He's also Nigerian. We're working with Buffalo Soldier.
Okay.
And we've got South African Nate Oslo.
Okay.
On a new single coming out called Flashing. So.
All right. Videos. Are you already doing videos as well?
Yeah. The video for Paid is already out now. Yeah. And I think it's making waves. You know what it is.
It's on rotation already.
Not yet. Okay. We're working on that.
Okay. Nice one. If you just joined us, we're hanging out with Cole Black. And we just played Paid. Let's take Rosie.
Can I have a dance with you, Rosie? You're a pretty cutie and I like the way you do what you do, how you do it, girl, girl. Now you did drive me crazy and you got me saying, you got me saying, you got me saying, you got me saying.
Now, take me through your relationship with music. When did you start doing music?
Music has been a thing, like, from birth, because I was born into a family of four boys, and we're all talented with music. We've got producers, we've got R&B singers in the group as well, in the family. So, it's a family thing, I would say.
Why did you choose hip-hop? You could have chosen anything else.
Hip-hop, it's for me, I would say, it's a platform where you can express yourself.
Okay.
You can really, really, really express yourself in every way you can.
Okay.
With hip hop, as compared to like R&B, where it's more romantic kind of genre of music.
Okay.
With hip hop, you know, my music is all about my life, my struggle, and my hustle. So, hip hop is the best genre for me to do that.
Now, what's your plan? I mean, look, there's so many artists as you can imagine, and being from Nigeria, you would know.
Yeah.
There's so many artists that come out each day. What makes Cole Black different? What's your edge?
For me, I would say Cole Black is all about consistency.
Okay.
It's not all about a one-hit wonder.
Okay.
But it's all about what is in my genes and in my veins.
Are you here to stay?
I'm here to stay. It's a name, it's a brand, it's a kingdom. a kingdom reigns.
Yeah.
That's why I said my album will be titled My Kingdom Come.
All right. Nice one. Listen, when I listen to your music, I pick up there's a lot of soul behind your kind of hip hop. It's not your conventional trap. I'm picking up a bit of soul. Is this something that will be seen throughout the album?
Yeah, I would say that because it's a diverse album.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're hanging out with Cole Black, originally from Nigeria, but he's based in Joburg right now. How do you find the scene, the music scene in Joburg compared to Nigeria?
I would say it's what I need. It's where I need to be.
Okay.
They give me the push. They inspire me. Compared to the music from back home,
for somebody who's never been to Nigeria, and they how would you paint a picture of the industry in Nigeria?
Wow, the industry in Nigeria, it's a very lucrative industry.
Okay.
And if the people love you, they love you. You excel. You keep growing.
Is it easy to get onto radio?
Yes, if you're good. First of all, Nigerians, we're all about good music.
Okay.
It doesn't matter where it's from. If you're good, you're good. If you've got it, you've got it. That's what Nigerians listen to.
Okay.
They listen to the sound. They listen to, if you speak English, for example.
Yeah.
Because Nigeria is an English-speaking country.
Yeah.
They listen to the lyrics as well.
So that matters.
Lyrics matters. Lyrics, and also how you can be able to pull the crowd. Because Nigeria is a very jivey country.
What do you listen to when you're not listening to your own music?
I listen to alternative rock. I listen to the likes of Coldplay, U2, the Carey Brothers.
I would have never thought. Would you say that's where you draw your inspiration from? Where does your inspiration come from?
My inspiration comes from my life.
Mm-hmm.
The things around me.
Yeah.
My struggles. And my testimony as well.
Have you struggled?
So much. You can't even imagine.
What do you mean by struggle? What exactly has happened with your life?
Well, getting to where I am right now, it's been like a dream to me.
Mm-hmm.
I never saw this happening. It's been promises after promises, and you know, trying to get out there, it's not that easy.
Yeah, obviously it's not. It's not.
But there comes a day when you're going to have your voice heard, for real.
You think that time is now?
This is the time.
Nice one. Now, in terms of the packaging of the project,
okay,
there's obviously the marketing that you need to engage in. Do you have that in place already for the album?
Yes, that is
Kingdom,
in place already.
Kingdom
My Come. Kingdom Come.
My Kingdom Come, that's what you call it.
Yeah.
I'm picking a bit of spirituality to you as well. You also mentioned something about being a testimony for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you a spiritual person?
Very, very spiritual.
Does it help you in what you're doing during your struggles?
In everything I do, God comes first.
Okay.
Even the root of my inspiration for me comes from God, because sometimes I've tried on my own self to try to write songs, but if the inspiration never comes, I can do nothing.
Okay. Do you have any plans to develop your career globally, or South Africa and Africa is the ceiling for you?
For me, it's globally.
Okay.
I got a dream.
5 albums that you're listening to at the moment.
Okay.
What are they?
Currently, the 5 albums I'm listening to happens to be mostly alternative rock albums.
So you are a big fan of alternative rock?
Serious fan. It's like it calms everything down for me.
Nice one. Chocolates or flowers?
Chocolates.
Why chocolate?
Because I love the taste.
No, but if you have to give them to someone,
they're going to love the taste too.
Okay, I see. Are you romantic?
Very.
What makes you think you're romantic? I never understand it when a man says I'm romantic. Like, okay, what's the most outrageous thing you've ever done? Or the most, what I would consider over the top, or anyone would consider over the top gesture you've done?
I've done. That's a very, because each and every day it's an outrageous life we live out there. So It's like being outrageous every day. So I
no,
can't really
come
tell
on,
you.
Tell us, dude. Like, what's the craziest thing you've done romantically to impress your partner?
The craziest thing I've done.
Yeah.
Well, she wasn't expecting that, you know. I already booked a spa, and also I had dinner planned out. So when she came back from work, I told her, can we just drive out? And while we're driving, she had to explore and see another side of me.
Nice one.
Yeah.
Do you freestyle?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We're going to get into your freestyle. Are you ready for that?
All right.
All right, we're hanging out with Cole Black. We're going to get into your live performance. Before we let him go, making way for yet another talented artist who's sitting outside right now waiting to come in here and kill it. When we come back, we jump into that Cole Black freestyle.
Ladies love O'Neal. Yeah, baby.
O'Neal, Central, OOC, OOC, O'Neal on Cliff Central.
Alright, so we're back. We've got Cole Black in the studio, and he's gonna jam with us. Okay, so the way this works is simple. Gina on keys over there, he just plays around with some keys. If you like what he's doing, you come up with the melody and drop a verse or two, or you want to sing, that's still okay.
The verse.
And if you want him to change it, you can still feel free to tell him to change it, all right?
Yeah.
All right, Cole Black, ladies and gentlemen.
You know what it is. All right. Okay. It's your boy, Black City. Hey, hey. I think I'm Ari, Tom Polo, boys get the money, Marco Polo, I take the lead, Dan follow, we got a chance to tell them way to win them all, never, yeah, I like that, hey, bring it back now, oh, what's a swagger, boys get a larger, more like a mountain, rocking YSL, I'm proud of all my Romans, a la la, and valley higher, yeah, one time for me, you do it, huh? Jumping on a beat like another king. Flow so dope, call it high grade. I think camos and propane. Smiling to the bank, boys getting paid. Huh, I still hustle every day. 4-7, the boys still on the paper chase. We'll push it for a brighter day. Who bear, bear, let them get a say. Make we no celebrate. See that my mom, I'm bigger than your plans. Damn it, if I already know you number fan. Listen, Lil Bush, nigga, I ain't play cool. More slow enough for when I meet a fit you, huh? See, I'm a wild shine, you high advance to the do two goods moves. Tryna ruin my good mood. I'm crooked than a moat. Can't predict my moves.
Yay, this is Cole Black hanging out with us. What are you up to this weekend?
Well, this weekend we're more about chilling, you know. I want to talk more about what's going to be coming up next weekend.
What's happening next weekend?
Next weekend, Friday, it's my official video launch at Haram, and it's going down big time.
That's next week, Friday?
Yeah, on the 10th of June.
Okay, so you're launching a video.
The video for Paid, the single.
Paid?
Yeah.
Oh, nice one. You want to tell us about some of the performers on the night?
We have Olamide coming from Nigeria.
Okay.
Yeah, that is the best I can say for now.
All right, man. Listen, thank you very much for stopping by.
Most welcome.
Please,
most welcome.
When you have your next single, come back and share it with us.
Most definitely, I'll do that.
All right, man. Cool stuff.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right, Rouge is standing by to hang out with us. Here's a brand new one from A. Reese.
Yeah. Yeah, Jabu Lilo, yeah, man, got a
Yep, Femcee Extraordinaire Rouge is in the building.
Hola, hola, hola. What's up, everybody?
So, why are you not in Durban?
Oh, we're going straight into it. Yeah. Just like, not even how's my day? Yeah, how are like, you doing, O'Neal?
We'll get to the other part later. No, seriously, why are you not in Durban?
Ah, man, I guess the summer's forgot my tickets. But it's all good, you know. I hope we win. The other girls are representing us outside. So.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
What do you think of the nominees, though?
Not good, but I think we have a good, I think we stand a good chance.
Really? Any surprises, though?
Surprises? No. I don't think so. I think that everyone that's there deserves to be there. Okay. Personally, in my opinion. Yeah.
What have you been up to?
Man, like, obviously just promoting Umunga Zaga, which is doing the rounds that I needed to, thanks, you know, God bless and stuff. But also it's, I guess it's also just thing of me working on my album. I'm really like,
you're
writing.
Hard at work,
I'm really hard at work because I really want it to be something memorable. I'm not just trying to put out an album just because everyone's putting out an album and it's something I need to do. Like, I actually want it to be something that's remembered. So that's majority where my time is going to. So
I saw snippets of the video.
Yes,
what's happening with that?
So it's gonna be dropping real soon. Carl Lewis is the one who shot it.
Very nice concept, by the way.
He put that heat on it. So I'm really excited for it to drop. I think people are gonna like it. It's something really, really different. I didn't want a typical video about money and stuff. Like, if you can try and do something like really far from what everyone's expecting, I'm happy.
It looks unbelievable.
Thank you.
The song, the last time when you were here, the song had just come out.
Yes.
How has it done so far?
Gosh, it has done so well. Funny enough, I did not do any submissions. I did not exactly. It was crazy how everybody, every radio station, like the majors, all jumped on it by themselves. You know, it was amazing. So like, it's charting and it's playing everywhere. I mean, 5FM, Highveld, YFM, Gagazi, you know, Good Hope, Cliff Central. You know what I mean? Like, it's everywhere. So I'm really blessed at how well it's doing, and that's why there was a demand for the video and so many people willing to help out, including Carl Lewis, who was like, I need to shoot this video for you, which was
amazing.
So it was a blessing.
Are you under any kind of pressure to beat the previous single?
Into what, Mbongo Zaga?
Yeah, like, are you working? Are you worried about your next single in any way?
No chance. I do music because I love music. You know, the most important person here is me.
Yeah.
You know, so what I drop, I am proud of. And Mbongo Zaga would literally, I even say in the song that this is practice. This was just a song that was just for fun that I wanted to put out, and I did it. And there's other songs I have. Like a whole bunch of music that I'm so excited to release. It's just about, you know, the business of Rouge and the time that it needs to release. So there isn't necessarily a pressure to do it. If anything, I'm excited for my next single that I'm going to be dropping really soon.
All right, so let's refresh your memory. This is the song we are talking about. Listen, you seldom hear of stories like this where an artist doesn't necessarily have to submit a song to a radio station. They go out there looking for it. So that's when you know you've got a hit on your hands. So this song is no different. This is Mbongo Zaga. Cash flow streaming down like my water. Trying to get Mbongo Zaga. Mbongo Zaga. All my cash flow streaming down because I'm just trying to get Mbongo streaming down like my water. Trying to get Mbongo. Okay, are you saying don't lick my water?
No, everyone was watching. Don't lick my water.
I swear, I had don't lick my water.
Trying to get Mbongo Zaga. Mbongo Zaga. Want my cash flow streaming down like my water.
It's actually worse than I thought. Nice track, man. Like, once again, for the benefit of those who don't know, who produced the song?
Tweezy.
He's on fire, isn't he?
He is amazing. He's actually producing my album. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah, I'm actually, he's co-producing it, which I'm really excited about. So, yeah, he just gets what I'm trying to do. And I told him, I get this whole, you know, turn up type of music, but I'm also trying to push the African type of vibe that I'm trying to bring in.
Nice.
And he said the reason why he wants to dive on my album is because he wants to challenge himself to bring that element in, because it's not something that he necessarily does. So I was like, we'll learn from each other, and it can happen.
All right, so we've come to our favorite part of the show.
Flip. Flub.
Gosh. Listen, there's no way around it. You might as well just get it over and done with.
Terrible.
Let's just get it over and done with. You rap, we move on, life goes on.
Whatever. Okay, fine. Let's hear what.
So you decide. This is your home now. You choose.
Yes, no. Like, honestly, I'm a veteran here. Let's hear what you can come up with. Hey. Let's see. Maybe slow it down a little. Speed it up a bit. Cool, let's try this out. Yo. Hey. Uh-huh. I'm going down under, going in and I'm taking you with me. All the people that rocking with Rosie, speaking in violence, thinking that through me. They sober threats, now they bringing it to me. Beautiful talent to study that UP. Got a degree, go, you smart. DJ Khalid, just like a boss. We got this is happy, see lapule bongo. The money, the money, while your wallet skinny, one mind to be chubby. Enemies acting like we buddy buddy, because of that dude was forever a party. They screaming the roof, the roof, the roof is on fire. But they don't need water, because they got the liquor. You pour the fast on my fire, come quicker. What? I ain't done. Keep going. Yo. Hey. Here we go, here we go, here we go. Look, you will call me princess, cause even though I'm so crownless, got my mindset on deactivating that I need a man, though I'm spineless, cause I'm a lioness, controlling the jungle without the main, cause I'm a main event, man, 2014 got me hella bent, to keep it GTI, I'ma buy your Benz, say what, I'ma buy your Benz, watch a love of sudden, got 1,000 friends who throw me a rope, and they gotta let a mind over matter, I don't mind, cause you're the really matter, man, it kinda sucks, cause we never gotta be together, the common result when we just see each other, we got too close, so I had to make a quick stop, cause I felt like I was cheating on my hip hop. Yo, hey, wow. I ain't done. No, hey. You brought me here. Let me have one more. Let's go.
Okay.
Look. Started off as a pipe dream, became a possibility at 19. Then I made it my reality at 22. There was a gap in the market and I found the loop. They said they wanted something that could represent the youth. Another rapper selling sex, couple of views. Nah, I'm a baby to the game, born in 92. But I'm an old soul, with a lot to prove, with a lot of proof in my case that I'm in for great. Greatness is a state of mind. If I believe it, I'll believe it till in no time. Only buying what I'm selling, so it's showtime. So exceptional to my craft, I'm the best, you know. But they'll never believe it until it's set in stone. So I'm bringing the cement, cause you'll get to know me. Get to know me, cause I'm repping Pitori. I'm done.
Hey.
She came prepared for me.
I told you.
Oh wow. Ladies and gentlemen, what do you think of the industry right now? I mean, it's buzzing. You've got the Nasty C's, you've got the MT's, you've got the Aries.
Yes. It's exciting.
Who are you feeling right now?
Okay, I think it's an obvious.
What do you mean? No, come on.
I think it's quite obvious. I think Nasty C is, he's like, not only as just as a rapper, I mean, he is just a musician in the whole, he's an artist. I mean, he's not only looking at just the pen and paper, he's also looking at behind the scenes. And I think that's something we have to commend, because not many people are about that. You know, here's this boy who's deciding, you know what, as much as I want to be on the mic as well, I want to teach myself how to make beats. I want to teach myself how to mix. I want to teach myself how to master. I want to teach myself how to make videos.
Yeah.
That's somebody who's really about the craft, and I have to respect it, and I have to give props.
I think
to
it's
that.
Interesting. You know, the first person to talk about Nasty C in that way.
Yeah.
Do you think he's, you know, I think every generation, every once in a while, somebody comes along and they just like, you just can't explain how talented they are.
Yeah.
Do you think he is that?
I honestly
for
believe
us right now.
He really is. I also think it's because of the fact that he's so young.
Yeah.
You know, that's plays such a big role at what he's doing right now, and the stories that he already has to tell at such a young age.
Yeah.
You can't deny that. So me hating will make no sense. It's not going to stop his buzz. It's not going to stop the way he's just elevating in the game. You know, I think we have to support what he's doing. It's really amazing, and it's really going to show the other kids out there that, you know what, you can make it no matter where you're from, no matter how old or how young you are. It makes no difference.
All right, so let's just, speaking of which, let's just check this out. We'll talk about it on the other side of this. This is Nasty C.
They gon' tell you about the high. Don't do it.
Yeah, that's Nasty C. This is Don't Do It. The full version is not out yet, but already everyone is talking about it. And the reason why I played this is because, and one of the reasons why I enjoy having you here is because we can chat about just a wide variety of things. Like, it just doesn't necessarily have to be one thing.
Yeah.
Now, do you think everybody's been talking about the come up of the female MCs, the come up of the female MCs. When do you think the time will come where you guys are just considered MCs because you've earned your stripes? You're just as good as anyone else. Like, nothing separates you from anyone else except skill.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I don't know about the rest of the females. I think it's already happening for me.
Yeah.
I can only speak for myself, you know, because of the fact that, you know, I made it a point to bring focus to my lyrical side.
Yeah.
Because that's all it is. That is the most important thing. I feel that once we are recognized for the lyrical side and what we actually have to say, that's when people are like, okay, we can eventually now invite these girls to the party.
Yeah.
And in terms of myself, I feel like I can't really complain about that anymore. That's why I said, like, with my album, it's no longer going to be the story of, like, you know, see me now as an MC, not a FMC rapper. Like, nah, like, that has happened now, and now I need to tell people another story. What else do I actually have to say to people? And I also think, you know what, it's, we just started, and considering where we are now, I feel like we all came out like last year, and people are getting nominated now. I mean, we're nominated for a summer, you know. So as much as there might be people who still think that we have to earn our stripes, but it's already happened, man. With accolades are coming, you know, so there isn't any more that I can say. That's why I'm excited that now I can start on a new story. So, yeah.
How do you chill as Rouge away from all of this, away from, you know, trying to put together a new feature, trying to work on your music? How do you just relax?
You know, I'm a very family orientated person.
Okay.
I'm not. If I'm at the club, it's because I'm working. So it's because I'm performing and then I'm out. And I'm all about my family and friends. You know, the ones who are literally just have been there, and they've always been the people for me to go to for my laughs and for me to relax and just remember where I come from.
Yeah.
So I'm really one of those people that, yeah, it's I'm usually with family. If I'm not at studio, if I'm not like, you know, performing or something like that, that's where I'm at.
And then the inspiration, where do you draw your inspiration from? Because I imagine, you know, you write so much and you have to remember so much at the same time.
Yeah.
Where do you find the inspiration to keep going?
Gosh, O'Neal. And can you imagine, like, because best believe, guys, sure, I was even tweeting about this. New coming artists, we struggle with a lot.
Okay.
And there's a lot of stuff that would just make us want to just quit. Because there's just so many things that just keep making you think the world is saying no, you know. But then at the end of the day, all of that is for me, all of that is inspiration.
Mm.
All of that is stories to tell, because people need to hear that, especially upcoming artists.
Yeah.
Like, I remember, like, recently I was talking to my management about a number of gigs that wanted, called me to come perform, but then they didn't want to pay me. And it was like, and I understand that in the beginning, that's what we needed to do. But now it's like, you know, people need to build our empire. That's what Mbongozaka is about. It's about building an empire. And there's a lot of upcoming artists who think, you know what, I need to be treated like crap before I can be respected. And it's like, nah, you put in the time. You bought, you paid for your studio time. You paid for the artwork. You paid for petrol to get a studio. You made a set.
Yeah.
People need to recognize what you're doing. And, you know, they called you for this, so they need to realize that they need to build your empire. And through stuff like that, that's when stories come. Like, once that situation happened, I already started writing a song, like, about 2 days ago about this situation. So all of that happened. Everything around me is inspiration. The good, the bad, any situation that comes along, a story will come on. So everybody who's trying to treat me bad, best believe you're on my album. So, yeah.
Listen, Rouge, thank you very much. I think, listen, we're gonna start working on our awards here.
Yes.
Here on O'Neal on Cliff Central. You're gonna clean up, by the way.
Hard.
You're gonna take on the awards.
Hard.
Because you're always here and you're always complaining. Yet you always deliver. So, yeah, so listen, we love you and thank you very much for sharing yourself with
us.
Thank
you for having me, man.
In a world where people are so quick to be someone else. You're always yourself. And I think that's why we're drawn to you. So
thank you, Neil. You know, I have so much love for you guys. You guys have shown me today, like, support from day one. From the moment when I was like, I'm going to be a rapper, Cliff Central called me, guys.
We're like, yeah.
So shout out to them.
Big up yourself. We're out of here. Enjoy your weekend, Junior.
Yeah, bro.
Nice one. Enjoy your weekend.
Thanks. Same to you.
All right, cool. So we'll catch you on social media. Remember, everything will be available as a podcast. This is 30 minutes on the other side of 4 p.m. I'm out of here.
It's O'Neal Africa. Oakland Central. Double OC. It's O'Neal Africa. Cliff Central.
The revolution. I've got something important to tell you.
CliffCentral.com.